The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Doc Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Look out. He's got some room. He's got some speed. And he's got the end zone on his side. Got it. Touchdown. Oops. That was too quick. And how do you like to start this football season?
Oops, the flush with the right hand.
Goes up. He's blocked. Rejection, Oregon wins!
Three is good! 3.5
Wow!
Three-pointer, Ionescu! Back-to-back Elite Eights for your Oregon Ducks. Welcome to the show!
Woohoo!
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Time now for your daily dose of Oregon athletics. Here's your host, Joey Mack.
Going to be a good day coming up on Duck Insider. A lot to recap as Oregon men's basketball and women's basketball both picked up wins over the weekend. We'll take your Facebook comments and questions from a pair of Sunday victories for the Ducks. A lot of good, I think, for men's basketball over this past weekend. After they lost that gut check to Washington, they came back, found a way to get a win in a big way against Washington State, very similar to the UCLA and USC weekend for the Ducks. Oregon loses in overtime on a gut check to UCLA a few weeks ago. The Ducks came back and beat USC by 21 points. This weekend, Oregon loses to Washington with a chance to potentially win it on the final shot. Couldn't get it done. They come back after 2 days off, had that extra day just like during the LA battle for the Ducks, and they come back, beat the Cougars by 20. So a couple of resounding efforts from men's basketball, but now the next step is to not have to have that resounding effort and instead win that early game. We're going to talk about that today. A little bit more consistency, I think, is what the Ducks will be looking for. And some interesting news and notes to follow up men's basketball after their win over Washington State. We're going to hear from Dana Altman and Kenny Wooten and Ehab Amin as part of their postgame comments. And women's basketball, man, after the Ducks were down at half on Friday against Washington State, Satu Sabally, with a career-high 33, helped the Ducks pull away from Washington State and the Cougars on Friday. And then Kelly Graves' squad headed to Seattle. And, man, Aaron Boley is good against the Huskies. Listen to some of these numbers. As the Ducks dominated Washington, ended up running away with things. In that game, Aaron Boley tied Taylor Lilly and Caitlin Loper for made threes in a game. 9 3-point field goals made in a game, and there's been three Ducks now, including Aaron Boley, that have done it. And in two games against Washington this year, Joe Waltazzi, the sports information director for women's basketball, pointed this out on Twitter today, at Oregon WBB. In two games against the Huskies, Aaron Boley has played 68 minutes. She has scored 59 points. She's 21 of 30 from the floor and 17 of 25 on threes. That's ridiculously good. And I saw a couple of folks on Twitter having fun with that in the comment section on that Oregon women's basketball tweet that she's your designated Husky killer, and well, certainly we're seeing that. Ducks are still unbeaten on the women's side and up to number 4 in the AP poll that was released this morning. And number 14, Utah, is in town for the Ducks on Friday. That's a big one. We're going to hear from Kelly Graves. He sat down with Terry Johns postgame. That interview for you coming up in just a little while on Duck Insider. As number 14, Utah, is in town after they knocked off then number 6, Stanford. First place in the Pac-12 standings is on the line. The Ducks are undefeated, but if they drop one to Utah, then Utah would have the performance, or have the tiebreaker, I should say. I was just reading the comment from Thomas. A great performance by Satu and Aaron. It certainly was. And I'll take your Facebook comments and questions here on Duck Insider all day long. That's a big, big matchup, though, coming up on Friday. Oregon, I think, has shown that when they play defense, when the Ducks play defense, this women's team is going to be very hard to beat. They're probably the best offensive team in the country. The numbers across the NCAA landscape would tell you that. They've been 1-2 in pretty much every offensive category all season long. So if you're the Ducks and you've got this big matchup with Utah, It would sure mean a lot if the fans packed Matthew Knight Arena on Friday night, wouldn't it? Get your tickets now. It's going to be a full house at Matthew Knight Arena. Oregon hosting Utah with first place in the Pac-12 on the line for women's basketball coming up on Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun. Women's tennis, indoor track and field, men's tennis also in action this weekend. We have a lot to tell you about and a pretty cool announcement for Oregon baseball as Ryan Nelson has been named to Baseball America's preseason All-American third team. Really interesting note on that preseason All-American team. It's not voted on by traditional members of the media. I want to tell you about that a little bit more coming up. And we're going to continue to preview Oregon baseball season. Last week, we did not yet hear from Kenyon Yovan, Spencer Steer, and Ryan Nelson. We're going to do that for you. Might not fit them all on the show today, but we'll do our best to get to as many of them as we can. And how about Ugo Chukwu Amadi? He received the Lombardi Award for the 2018 college football season at a banquet Friday night hosted by Lombardi Honors. That's amazing for Ugo Chukwu Amadi. That's just really, really cool. He is the definition of a great student athlete, both on and off the field. And the award is given for more than just your on-the-field performance. It's meant for leadership, character, resiliency, and your performance on the field. And senior defensive back Ugo Chukwu Amadi received that Lombardi Award this past weekend. That is awesome. He certainly deserves it. And in 2018, became the first Power 5 player since 2015 to return two interceptions, also a punt for a touchdown. And the award was formally given to the best college football defensive lineman or linebacker, but up until 2017, this is when it changed to reflect all positions and really talk about those character attributes and the leadership and so many things that he absolutely deserves. His efforts on the field were definitely recognized. He was a semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, which recognizes the nation's best defensive back. But it's also the off-the-field stuff that really, really leads to these sorts of awards. And you can see why he was Oregon's team MVP, a five-time game captain. Ugo Chukwu Amadi, the Lombardi Award winner. That's outstanding, and congratulations to Ugo Chukwu Amadi. Well, a lot to get to on the show in men's basketball. Let's dive in a little bit to what happened yesterday. It's Oregon's 170th win against Washington State. Yeah, and the Cougs have yet to win inside Matthew Knight Arena. Kind of a back-and-forth game where the Ducks and Cougs were trading buckets early, and that was not the kind of game that Oregon wanted to play. The Ducks came into this game not wanting to be trading buckets. You didn't want to get in to a shootout with the Pac-12's second-best scoring team. The lead changed 9 times, but Oregon ended up winning by 20 points, which was the Ducks' largest lead. Washington State never led by more than 5 points in the game. Some interesting notes in this one from an individual standpoint. Kenny Wooten, who we're going to hear from on Tip Off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler, coming up tomorrow on our Oregon Basketball Coaches Show, 7:05 across the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Kenny Wooten had 20 points. That tied his career high that he set against Nebraska Omaha earlier this season. He also had 3 blocks in the game, which gives him 116 in his career. He's now tied with Blair Rasmussen for 3rd place on Oregon's career list. 116 career blocks. That's Blair Rasmussen and Kenny Wooten. Number 2, with 189 blocks, Chris Boucher. I think that's attainable for Kenny Wooten. Number 1, Jordan Bell with 235. That one is going to take Kenny some time, but he certainly has the opportunity to get there. So that's one of the individual honors to tell you about. The second is Peyton Pritchard. He now has 1,040 career points and 405 career assists after he had 8 assists in the win over Washington State. 8 assists tonight ties his season high. And also of note, he did set a Matthew Knight Arena record, or tied the Matthew Knight Arena record for steals that was set by Joe Young against USC in 2014. So some good things for Peyton Pritchard. But think about who in Oregon history has scored 1,000 career points and had 400 career assists. Peyton Pritchard is just the 6th guy all-time to do it. Aaron Brooks is one of them. Pretty good name to be in company with. He's an Oregon Hall of Famer, an Oregon Athletics Hall of Famer. Kenya Wilkins, he is the all-time assists leader at Oregon. Luke Ridenour, pretty good NBA player, Luke Jackson, the program's second all-time leading scorer, and Ron Lee, the program's all-time leading scorer, and Peyton Pritchard. Six guys in the history of Oregon basketball that have gone for over 1,000 career points and over 400 career assists. And Peyton Pritchard is in pretty elite company with some amazing Oregon basketball players that I just named. So the Ducks bouncing back, picking up their 12th win of the season. They're still one game under 500 in Pac-12 play. Tell you about that in a little more detail and how it affects the standings coming up in just a while. Dane Altman, though, talked with the folks in the media room post-game. Ducks maybe took a turn. We're going to hear from him when we come back. It's Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. A lot more to tell you about men's basketball, women's basketball, previewing some baseball, and we'll touch on indoor track and field, men's and women's tennis, as well as we get you ready for the February month with all those spring sports getting rolling. Going to hear from Dane Altman when we come back to Duck Insider right here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And On Point Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. On Point is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
I get it. Your desk has been there for you, holding up your computer, your unused stapler, and that plant you forgot to water. But maybe it's time to leave your desk and spend your lunch break volunteering with Meals on Wheels.
Doing Meals on Wheels for me is the joy that I look for at the end of my week. I'll come to the door with one meal and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. 2-0 on a Sunday between men's basketball and women's basketball. Going to hear from Kelly Graves after their outstanding weekend. But first, Dane Altman, the Oregon men's basketball head coach, talking about how maybe the Ducks took a turn for the better against Washington State. Still a game under 500 in Pac-12 play. An opportunity now against Colorado and Utah on the road. Utah first, then Colorado. If the Ducks can get a couple there, they come home against two of the bottom portion of the Pac-12 teams. I think that's the nicest way to say that. Stanford and Cal will be the next homestand for the Ducks. If Oregon could go on a little five-game win streak here, even if you split on the road, maybe Oregon's turned a corner and they've got a schedule ahead that could help the Ducks out. Dane Altman talking about the schedule ahead a little bit and recapping that Washington State win as the Ducks turned a corner, I think, and solved something maybe against the Cougs. Dane Altman talking with the media postgame after the Ducks' victory.
A little better tonight when you get home?
I hope. But, the guys did a really good job moving the ball the second half. You know, we had 16 buckets, 13 assists in that second half. So, 21 assists and seven turnovers. I thought our defensive intensity really picked up. And, if we finished a couple of layups there, we'd had a really good half offensively.
What was the difference between first and second half defensively? Was
Just activity. I mean, they're a good offensive team now. They average almost 80 points a game, so they're a good offensive team. And Franks is one of the best offensive players in the league, you know. And so we weren't surprised that they could score. I would just – our communication was bad in transition, on switches, our activity, deflection numbers was way down. So, you know, our activity just wasn't very good. I was changing things up. No, him and Peyton, you know, combined for 14 assists, no turnovers, you know, so I was really pleased with that. You know, but I just wanted to give him a little opportunity to handle the ball. VJ was struggling a little bit offensively, so I just wanted to take a little pressure off of him and, you know, just try to give us different looks. You know, we're probably going to change the starting lineup two or three more times here throughout the year. Nobody's set etched in stone. You know, that's, you know, we'll change it around a little bit. Kenny really played good today. And, you know, Francis was a little straight up and down. He'd been doing a really good job of lowering his pace and being active, but he got a little straight up and down tonight.
Can Will being on the court with Peyton maybe ease some of the pressure on Peyton as well?
They both can handle it, which, you know, we want. You know, Lou can handle it a little bit. Ehab's been handling a little bit more. I thought Ehab gave us 20 good, really good minutes. I thought his activity was really, really good. So, you know, I think we got some ball handlers, but having a couple out there making shots, you know, again, if we can get them, you know, 14 assists, we really like that activity. You know, I thought he was a lot more aggressive than what he's been. You know, I've been talking to him a lot, you know, about being more aggressive and not being afraid to fail. You know, he misses a couple shots and he doesn't want the ball. And I told him none of our other guys have that problem, you know, and he had the same reaction. He laughed. And I said, so you got to be aggressive. And I thought the guys did a good job of finding him, but I thought he moved really well under the zone, you know, looking for open spots, and knees were bent. Real active instead of just standing up, you know, kind of watching. I thought his activity under the zone was pretty good.
Coach, how was the first time playing CJ LV in person? How impressive was
he? Well, he's a talented young man, you know, watching him on film the last couple of days. You know, he can go get a basket. He's talented, you know, and as his skill level develops and he gets a little stronger, you know, he's going to be a handful. You know, because he's aggressive, he can handle it. He's pretty bouncy, shoots the three okay. So his offensive game is pretty well rounded. Franks and him, you know, one's averaging 21 and the other one's averaging 16, and the percentage, their numbers are good. So they're two very good offensive players.
You feel like in the second half you're able to maybe get him a little more of a body on Franks and get out on him a little bit quicker before he can start his
game. Yeah, you know, he got two threes, one in transition wide open and one off a little pick wide open. I didn't think he got the same looks the second half. Thought we just did a better job of recognizing where he was.
Peyton had a career milestone tonight, having been sixth in the program history in terms of assists, having 400 assists and 1,000 career points. How have you seen him evolve as a player?
Well, he struggled shooting it tonight. He had some really good looks at threes, ones that I thought for sure that he'd hit. So he struggled from three, but, you know, you have 8 assists and 6 steals. You know, that's where you try to make it up. I don't know how many boards he had. I guess he had 3 boards. But, you know, if the ball's not going in, then you got to be giving it something somewhere. And 6 steals and 8 assists, no turnovers. At least he was contributing in that way.
It was obviously really competitive for about part of 30 minutes. Kenny had said that the thought they'd begin to creep in and just you guys really could not afford to lose this for postseason purposes. Did that begin to enter your mind at all, or just the implications started to get?
It wasn't anything about postseason. We just needed to win a game. You know, we've been at home. We've lost 4 games at home. I don't think we had done that in this building, you know, since – the first year we lost 4 home games, but some of them were in the old building, you know. And so, you know, you got to win home games, you know. And a couple of the ways that I didn't help him out. We didn't get it done. Those hurt, and so we've got to learn from it, and we've got to get better. And now we're going to have to go on the road and really do well on the road. We're going to have to play as hard as we did at Arizona and Arizona State. And we played really hard at Arizona State for 35 minutes. We just didn't get it done the last five. But we played really hard, and we played really hard at Arizona. And if we're going to have a chance at Utah, if we're going to have a chance at Colorado, we're going to have to play really hard again.
Looks like Lou hurt his hand or wrist there at the end of the game. Any update on that?
No, I haven't talked to Clay yet. So I think he wanted to stay in, so he wouldn't hurt too bad.
That's usually a good sign when they don't want to come out of the game, right? That's Dane Altman talking about the matchup against the Cougs, that the Ducks were able to get a win after the gut check against Washington. And a couple of the guys that were there post-game talking with the media, Kenny Wooten, who had a interesting conversation with Bill Walton that he's going to tell you about, and also Ihab Amin on some interesting things with this Ducks team moving forward. Kenny Wooten and Ihab Amin talking with the media post-game after the Ducks got the win against the Cougs.
We were just looking for the lanes, like lanes to drive, because they were up, and we were just looking for lanes under their zone, and we ended up being successful in the second half with that.
How much of the first half was them being hot, and how much of that was you guys just not doing things defensively quite the way you wanted to?
We played defense very poorly in the first half, and I can't lie, they were hot, but our bad defense didn't help that.
You looking for your shot a little more, Kenny? You think going in with this matchup, you get the ball called for maybe a little more?
Yes. I've been talking with Coach Altman, and he's been telling me to be more aggressive with my offensive looks. And I've just been putting the time in the gym and just started working so I could be more confident with the ball. And I feel like it really showed today.
What do you think he had defensively?
As Kenny said, we played poorly defensively first half, no excuses. They shot 77% in the first half. So, Coach got on us in a half in the locker room. And I think they shot, about 30% in the second half or 35%. So, that improved a lot. And, that leads to offense. And that's what we focus on in the second half.
You were the sheriff, but you get 21 assists tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Really started with Will Richardson and Peyton Pritchard. They both combined for 14 assists, I think. And zero turnovers, so that's big time for us, and that's what we've been needing lately. And I think they both really handled the ball really, really well today, and made plays for others. And also Lou shot the ball really extremely well. I think 4 for 6 from three, so that opens up the floor, for Kenny inside and Paul as well.
Defensively, was it mostly just effort, or what did you guys see in the first half where they shot so well?
Mainly effort because we knew they had their best player, number 3, Frank, and their freshman, number 2. So we knew, there's no excuse. We knew what we're looking for. Was just kind of effort. And that, in the second half, we did a better job. I think he only had, 3 or 4 points. So, I think it was just effort and locking in.
You guys mentioned Peyton and how he contributed with assists tonight. He also passed a pretty big milestone.
Steals. Steals.
How big was that?
I mean, it's huge. Peyton playing really good defense lately, and that's not the first game he had a good defensive game. He'd been having a couple of steals last 5-6 games, and 6 steals is a lot. And he set the tone, especially in the second half, for other people to play defense.
It was really close and competitive for 30 minutes, guys, and there's about 10 minutes left. You didn't want to be at the top of your head at any point. This would have been a devastating loss on paper. This would have ended any chance of an enlargement. Mm-hmm. Did that creep into your mind at all? What was at stake here? That this was a loss you guys could not afford to have?
Throughout our entire, like all of our losses, we think of losses that we really can't afford. Today was just another game that we couldn't lose.
Kenny, after the Washington game, you had a long talk with Bill Walton. What was that conversation about, and did that translate to what happened tonight, scoring 20 points?
Yeah, I was talking to him for quite a long time. He was just talking to me about how he was one of the greatest athletes he's seen and how I wasn't being, like, making the most of my opportunities on offense. So I just decided to watch a little bit of him, and I started watching a lot of post work, stuff that he told me to look up, and I just started to really focus on it.
You have yours. Things go a little bit differently. You're either 5-1, 6-1, or 5-2. So how confident are you going on the road now, knowing you can play with Washington, UCLA, could beat those teams? How confident are you that you can beat anybody in the Pac-12?
I mean, we're pretty confident that we can beat anybody, but Pac-12, I mean, you can see we can lose to anybody as well. So we can't afford going in there that we think we're going to win, especially on the road. You know, we got to have that mentality that we need those two road wins really bad. So that's our mentality going in the next road trip.
Those are a couple two road wins that the Ducks really need to get, Colorado and Utah. It's first in Salt Lake City for the Ducks. Oregon will travel Wednesday as the Ducks will take today off and practice Tuesday, Wednesday. And then in Salt Lake City at Utah, 6 o'clock on Thursday, 5:30 pregame show across the Oregon IMG Sports Network. I will be there. Terry Johns will be doing Duck Insider for you on Thursday and Friday. That's going to be a really fun show with Terry on Friday. Big preview of Oregon women's basketball coming up. This is going to be fun. Number 4 versus number 14 with first place in the Pac-12 on the line when the Duck women take on Utah at 7 o'clock on Friday at Matthew Knight Arena. I see Jeffrey. Yeah, Wooten was a beast. Love the new offensive aggressiveness. He certainly got a lot from Bill Walton, didn't he? He saw the aggressiveness out there. It was definitely on display. I also want to point out, Brett said this in the comment section, and I know what he meant, but I want to read it actually as he typed it because it's pretty awesome. He says, "I want a winning stake for the men." Now, I know he meant winning streak, but can we all agree a winning stake after a winning streak? Are we all in for that? I'm in for that. Gio's in for it in the studio.
Our daily food reference.
I'm in for that. Brett, I like that. I like that a lot. The typo is outstanding, and I'm glad that it happened. Or maybe he wasn't a typo. It could have just been the winning stake. I like winning stakes. That sounds great. Hopefully the men will be enjoying one of those after a couple wins in the mountains. And, you know, I've never been to Boulder. This is kind of interesting. Men's basketball missed that trip last year. That was the one that they didn't make this year. The Ducks aren't going to the Bay Area. So, and Colorado also doesn't have a baseball team. So when I was doing baseball for the first few years here at Oregon, never went to Boulder. This is going to be my first trip to Boulder. I understand they have good steak in Colorado. So, I like this. Let's get a winning stake. Coming up next, we're going to talk women's basketball. Their big win over Washington, and now getting ready for that huge matchup with Utah. Going to hear from Kelly Graves. Stick with us. Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, it starts with the golf and turns into a lifetime of memories. Shadow Hills Country Club provides a peaceful natural setting with a standard of excellence in course conditions in any weather that is unsurpassed in the entire Willamette Valley. With a championship course, an expansive practice facility and clubhouse, fine dining and a swimming pool, Shadow Hills Country Club offers the amenities of a family resort just minutes from downtown Eugene. Shadow Hills Country Club. Call us today.
I fight like a duck with clinical trials, so our patients have access to the newest cancer medicines, like immunotherapy.
I fight like a duck with the latest surgical procedures, so that my patients with gynecologic cancers can have the most precise care with the least invasive technologies.
As a patient, I fight like a duck to beat prostate cancer with advanced radiation techniques like SpaceOAR, and WVCI is the only one in the area that offers it.
Fight like a duck with Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
On the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Guide dog partners bring greater freedom, confidence, and mobility. They are trusted friends that offer new opportunities for social interaction and greater independence. Guide Dogs of America is a nonprofit organization that provides these loyal and loving dogs free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired. To learn more about Guide Dogs of America, visit our website at guidedogsofamerica.org or call us at 800-459-4843.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. Getting ready for women's basketball. This huge matchup for the Ducks and the Utes. We've got Kelly Graves coming up on the show tomorrow. He's not down the hall today. Ducks are practicing, working out, kind of a light workout today. Then it'll be the big day off, which means that Kelly Graves joins us on the show tomorrow. So we'll have that for you. Also on the show tomorrow, acrobatics and tumbling season is closing in. Those of you who are at Matthew Knight Arena saw them perform at halftime. It's amazing stuff. Keenan One, the head coach for acrobatics and tumbling, is going to join us on the show tomorrow as well. But talking about women's basketball and their big victory, you heard me earlier mention Erin Boley. I just want to repeat this because any time you have somebody that's this good against the Huskies, I think it bears worth repeating. 68 minutes against the Huskies this year, Erin Boley has scored 59 points on 21 of 30 from the floor and 17 of 25 from three. Apparently she likes playing against the Huskies. She also, in the game yesterday, tied the Oregon record for a single game made three-pointers, 9 of them. Taylor Lilly and Caitlin Loper, the other two Ducks that have made 9 threes in a game. That's some elite company. Ducks went 2-0 over the weekend. They're still undefeated in Pac-12 play, and they're up to number 4 in the AP poll that was released this morning. Kelly Graves talked with Terry Johns on the postgame show about all the things that have gone right for the Ducks, and the fact that they were also still a little disappointed after they won big on the road, but that's where this program is. You win big on the road, and there's still something to improve upon. Kelly Graves talking with Terry Johns on the postgame show yesterday.
Joining us here courtside is head coach Kelly Graves. And, Coach, I guess let's start with Erin Boley. Career-high 31, ties the program record with Taylor Lilly and Caitlin Loper with 9 three-pointers. We talked about it. We knew she was going to do it, and she may break it sometime, but, man, that kid can shoot.
She can really shoot. And, boy, I'll tell you, she loves playing against the Huskies.
Yeah, you need to show her purple,
man,
I think.
Man alive. that's 31-28 in her two games against them. But, yeah. She was phenomenal, and I think they made a conscious effort to kind of take Ruthie out a little bit. She didn't have a lot of looks. We didn't do a good job. I got to find a better way of getting her better looks. But, Sabrina and Satu combined 9 of 28. I mean, that's not going to happen too often. And so that's when you need other people to step up. And it was great to have Erin do that today. She did it, like I said, the first time we played them. And I'm not sure we win that game without her. So, it's important. But it takes 5. And on any given night, it could be somebody different.
Yeah, you got off to a good start in the first quarter. They came back a little bit. It was close there. And then it looked like about midway through the second quarter, the energy level of the Ducks, the defense kind of picked up, and you kind of took it from there.
Well, second, third quarters combined, I think we gave up 20 points is all. And that's where we established. The final quarter was just, oh, my goodness, come on. We just kind of went through the motions. We turned the ball over a few times. You know, poor Satu, man, she had 2 air balls. I don't think that kid, after having the night she had the other night, just goes to show you it's not automatic. You can't just assume, oh, okay, well, she's going to make that. It's hard to keep doing it over and over and over again. And so a little out of character for us. But, defensively, when we needed to really take a stranglehold on the game, we did.
Yeah, Sabrina Ionescu, been struggling with the shot a little bit. I don't know whether you worry about that, but she can get it back. She works at it. She looked good at practice last night, shooting the ball when she went off to the side. But it happens. It happens to even the best, doesn't it?
It does. And, I think the thing is there's a lot of pressure on these kids. She has a different story written on her about every other day, or two or three a week. nationally.
Yeah.
And she's getting so much attention. And so she feels like, and especially if you read the Bleacher Report article, she feels a lot of pressure and feels like she doesn't want to let anybody down. Well, there's people here who are watching her play for the first time. They have heard about her. And so she feels like, you know, she maybe has to press a little bit. And on those nights, she's just, when she's not really shooting well, she's got to find another way to get it done. You know, pass, rebound, you know, whatever the case may be, and trust her teammates because she's got some really good ones. And, you know, so she'll work herself out of it because she works at it, you know. Right. This is not... She's as hard as anybody. Guaranteed tonight after we get back, she's going in the gym and at Matthew Knight Arena, and she's going to get shots. So that's who she is.
Well, Coach, another road sweep. Those are always nice. No matter how you get them, they're hard to do in the Pac-12.
Well, they are. And we didn't play our best basketball this weekend. Credit our opponents. You know, they played really hard. But we had two double-digit, you know, a 15 and a, what was it tonight, 17 or 18?
Yeah, 19
points. A 15 and a 19-point win on the road. And we're disappointed in how we played. You know, ask Stanford how tough it is to win on the road. You know, it's not easy. So we'll take it, no doubt.
Yeah, speaking of Stanford, who lost it to Utah earlier today, and we're finding out that Utah's the real deal and going to see him on Friday night in Eugene. That's going to be a big matchup.
It will be, and we need a lot of people out. That needs to be maybe our biggest crowd of the year up till now because they're good. They're legit. What are they, 18-1 now? We're 19-1. They were ranked 21st. My guess is they're going to move up probably to 17 because there were other losses in the middle. They could go as high as 17, maybe 16 after that win. They're the real thing. And so we better be ready. We better be on our game. We better play a lot better than we did this weekend, or we're going to lose that game.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Hey, 19-1, 8-0, best conference start ever in program history. Might as well keep it going.
Yeah, that's something. Let's get showered. Head home.
All right, sounds good.
I think we
get
home at a decent hour tonight.
Yeah, we do. Well, sounds good. Let's do it.
Be some cookies waiting for us, probably.
Is there any chowder at the SeaTac Airport, maybe?
Man, they've got Ivers and they have Anthony's.
Yeah.
You've got double the trouble.
A salmon chowder? Or just
I love that salmon chowder. That's an Anthony's deal, I believe.
Yeah. All right. All right,
okay,
buddy. Thanks for coming out.
All right, man.
We'll get ready. All right. Head coach Kelly Graves. Ducks win it.
Kelly Graves. Oregon women's basketball head coach. You know, I was going to cut it off right when Terry said thanks. And then I hear them talking about salmon chowder and clam chowder in the airport. And I got a kick out of it. So I hope everybody else did listen to that, too.
Now, Ducks went big. Daily food reference.
We've had a lot of daily food references today. But now Oregon does need fans' help at Matthew Knight Arena. Number 14, Utah, a tough team. They're certainly emerging and climbing in the Pac-12. Beating Stanford is no small feat. That's a good team this year. That's a really good team. Right now it looks like the Pac-12 has four elite teams, as there are three in the top 10 of the AP poll. The Ducks at number four, and they're joined in the top 10 by Stanford and Oregon State, and then Utah just on the outside at number 14. The point is, it doesn't get much easier for the Ducks. They've taken care of business thus far. They've gone 4-0 against Washington and Washington State combined. But Oregon against Utah, that's going to be a big-time matchup. We're going to update you on some other sports around the University of Oregon when we come back and start previewing, really continue previewing, Oregon baseball season. Hear from a couple of those guys when we return here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And On Point Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. On Point is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, it starts with the golf and turns into a lifetime of memories. Shadow Hills Country Club provides a peaceful, natural setting with a standard of excellence in course conditions in any weather that is unsurpassed in the entire Willamette Valley. With a championship course, an expansive practice facility and clubhouse, fine dining and a swimming pool, Shadow Hills Country Club offers the amenities of a family resort just minutes from downtown Eugene. Shadow Hills Country Club. Call us today.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by Point Community Credit Union. Join us for one of Eugene's best happy hours and farm to Fort Grub at the North Fork Public House. It's in Crescent Village here in Eugene, open Tuesday through Sunday. Happy hour Tuesday through Friday is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, 9 p.m. to close, and all day on Sunday. The Oregon Basketball Coaches Show tip-off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler, coming your way tomorrow at 7:05. You join myself and Terry Johns. This weekend, here from Kenny Wooten and Ruthie Hebert. Also, Dane Altman and Kelly Graves on the show tomorrow, 7:05 across the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Our thanks to The Cooler, the presenting sponsor for the Oregon Basketball Coaches Show tip-off Tuesday. University of Oregon track and field team, 8 wins on Saturday on the final day of the Razorback Invitational. Combined with efforts from Friday's portion of the meet. Let's just make a new word out of that. The Ducks head back to Eugene with 10 wins. Pretty solid effort. Team standings, Ducks came out on top in the men's side and second in the women's field. Now, the team standings at the Razorback Invitational, at this point, really not all that important. Instead, it's the fact that the Ducks had some impressive marks that put them in line to compete in the NCAA championship round of the indoor season. The weekend winners were Jaquin Cook, Eric Edwards Jr., Cook in the triple jump, 60-meter hurdles for Edwards. Risa Foster won the long jump. That was on Friday. Jessica Hall, the invitational mile. Charlie Hunter won the invitational 3,000. Jackson Messler won the mile. Kubater won the individual mile. Why would you run an individual mile in track and field? I'm all over the place today. Hannah Waller, the invitational 400-meter. James West, the 800-meter. And then Blake Haney, Jacob Miller, Reed Brown, and James West won the DMR for the Ducks. And the aforementioned Jessica Hull and Jaquin Cook bettered their school records in the process. And some impressive times for the Ducks overall. Full recap available on GoDucks.com. And that's how we kick off your Cafe Yum two-minute drill. Men's basketball, we're getting a win against Washington State. Now that the road to the Mountain Schools, it begins in Utah on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And for women's basketball, they went 2-0 against the Washington schools this weekend on the road. And they will next face Utah at home, 7 o'clock on Friday. With track and field continuing, that also usually means it's time for men's and women's tennis, as those two teams are in action now. University of Oregon men's tennis team lost to Minnesota 4-1 and then dropped to 10th-ranked Stanford on Sunday as part of the ITA kickoff weekend. Kind of a tough one for the Ducks, who are now 3-1 through the first two weekends of the dual season. And I said they lost Minnesota. I meant they won against Minnesota pretty convincingly, 4-1. So the Ducks will return home for men's tennis. They'll host San Diego on February 1st, and that's scheduled for 5 p.m. at the Student Tennis Center. Oregon will play its next six matches in Eugene for head coach Neil Schielander. So they went 1-1 over the weekend. Women's tennis, however, fell to Denver to open the weekend as part of the ITA kickoff, moved them to 1-1 on the season, and now sitting at 1-2 after a loss to UNLV on Sunday. Both men's and women's tennis, though, back at it this weekend. Ryan Nelson has been named to Baseball America's preseason All-America third team. This was an interesting note. I was talking to Todd Miles, sports information director for baseball, yesterday, and I didn't realize this. The Baseball America preseason All-American teams, they aren't voted on by, like, a member of the media or somebody that, you know, like myself, that votes for these sorts of things. In fact, this is voted on by the scouting directors, the Baseball America preseason All-American one is. It's kind of cool. So it's all about the guys that are garnering the most interest from those scouts. And Ryan Nelson made that list. Pretty cool, actually. And I thank Todd Miles for that note. It's kind of a cool behind-the-scenes one. And we'll end with Oregon senior defensive back Ugochukwu Omadi. He received the Lombardi Award for the 2018 college football season. That recognizes the performance on the field and leadership honed by character and resiliency. Ugochukwu Omadi certainly deserving of that award. 2-Minute Drill is brought to you by Cafe Yum restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, serving Northwest-inspired catering and takeout for your next gathering or meeting. Menus are available at cafeyum.com. Talking about baseball, we're going to hear from a couple of baseball guys. Let's start with Kenyon Yovan. The Ducks' returning ace figures to be prominent in Oregon's rotation, and may even DH for the Ducks as well. Talking about that with George Horton last week. Ducks are in the midst of practice as they prepare for their trip to Texas Tech to open the baseball season in just a couple short weeks. Kenyon Yovan talking with the media, previewing Oregon baseball season, which is just around the corner.
High level. I mean, everyone's coming in, freshmen coming in. They fit within the team right away. Their energy level is amazing. Fall, they definitely exceeded my expectations. So I'm excited. Everyone came back from a winter break better and stronger. So I'm excited to see how they continue to improve.
The leadership sounds like he's got you and Goldfarb and Steer and Matthews and kind of that group. That'd be something different for you, I assume, going from sophomore to junior to taking on some of that?
Yeah, just trying to, you know, being one of the older guys now, us not having as very many seniors this year. And me being one of the older guys, upperclassmen, a little different, but you know, just trying to continue to do my thing, go out there and just lead by example. You know, always be a sponge for all the younger guys. You know, if they have any questions about what to do, when to do it, you know, always be there. So I'm excited, and you know, they're gonna, you know, they goof around a little bit, and I love it. So I'm excited. They're comfortable with everyone. So that's our team chemistry. Is good.
George said he came to the Cape and visited you guys there.
Yeah,
he came out there.
Yeah,
what was he asking you guys during those trips?
Oh, he just came out to visit us. I mean, we went out and had breakfast. It was a good time. Just talked a little bit, just, you know, how the summer was going, how travel was, how the playing was, weather. I mean, different. I mean, everything about the trip. I mean, we had breakfast for probably 2.5-3 hours. So it was a good time. I mean, it was nice for him to come out and talk to us. So,
looking at the leadership now that you're kind of in that role, what were some things you kind of gained from a summer out at the Cape, also a little bit of USA Baseball? Did you kind of pick up anything that kind of bring in here in that leadership role this season?
There was a lot of things that made me more humble. I went to Cuba. Seeing all the stuff that they don't have compared to what we have. Made me focus more on the little details about baseball, and also, you know, about, you know, teammates and stuff like that. I learned a lot, got humbled on and off the field, and, you know, it was an amazing experience through and through, and so I'm excited for the start. You know, we're 3 weeks away, so, you know, we have official practice starting tomorrow, and so all that experience is coming into play with the season coming around, so I'm excited.
When you say things they don't have, are you referring to baseball?
Yeah, related? I mean, everything. I mean, you know, cars, money, food, baseball equipment. I mean, we left a lot of gear behind so they could have more. We left a lot of baseballs because everything they were playing, each one had, they had a baseball for two people, so something for them to play catch with. And so it was an amazing experience just seeing how good they were with the little stuff that they were given. So All the stuff that they had to do to get ready for a game was amazing.
You and both, Coach, have both spoken pretty highly of this freshman class coming in. You think there's a little more depth this season with this freshman class as opposed to last season's or past ones?
The guys, the freshmen from last year that are still here, you know, the maturity level has gone through the roof, and they're acting more as leaders. Like I was saying earlier, you know, we don't have as many, you know, as many older guys this year, so they're taking into account, you know, leading, you know, pitchers leaving the pitching staff, position players like, you know, like Johnny and Evan taking pride in the, you know, the outfielders, and Johnny working a little bit in the infield. You know, he's becoming a really good leader for us. So, the freshman class this year is definitely, like I said earlier, exceeding my expectations. So hopefully they can keep it going, and I definitely know they're going to be a big part of our success this year.
I imagine there's been some frustrations in the last couple of years just in terms of not necessarily meeting the expectations that you guys probably set at the beginning of the year. Does this year feel any different than past years? And can you kind of sense that from the first couple weeks on? I mean, at what point do you kind of see and feel as a veteran player or even a early player on in your career that this is different?
Everyone's focus is straight on. I mean, we're in the weight room. There's not, you know, there's no goofing around. There's no people skipping through workouts or anything. I mean, we're getting bigger, we're getting stronger. We got a new weight coach. During practice, everyone's focused. You know, if they screw up one time, they're back on it the next time. The adjustments are happening a lot, you know, a lot quicker than usual than the last couple of years have been. So everyone's working hard outside of practice, and so it's going well. And it's definitely going to be a different year for us Ducks, and so I'm excited to see what happens.
Talk about taking that ball of Texas Tech on open night, or how long you've been thinking about what that moment's going to be like for you?
I've been dreaming about it since, you know, we found out who we're playing, and I mean, it didn't matter who we're playing. I'm going against, you know, I got seven guys behind me, one guy behind the dish, and I got one guy in the box, and they got nine guys in their order. So, I mean, hopefully I'm going to mow down through them and start off our season on the right foot. And so I'm excited, and I know the guys behind us, or behind me, coaching staff and everything's, ready for it, and I know all the energy is going to be out for us, and so we got a lot to prove this year, and I know we can do it.
Good stuff from Kenyon Jovan. He's definitely one of the leaders on this team and more than likely will get the ball to start the season for the Ducks. From closer to starter and a hitter in between, he's been outstanding to watch him develop, and I think the Ducks are in store for a special year. They do look a little more physical and, according to Coach Horton, a little deeper this year and maybe a little bit more talented than they've been in the last couple years. Oregon will open its season on Friday, February 15th against Texas Tech. The Ducks visiting one of the nicer facilities actually in the country in Texas Tech. Tell you a little bit more about that as we wrap up Duck Insider. We're going to hear a little bit from the preseason All-American announced today. Baseball America third team preseason All-American Ryan Nelson. We'll hear from him a bit next on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
I fight like a duck with clinical trials, so our patients have access to the newest cancer medicines, like immunotherapy.
I fight like a duck with the latest surgical procedures, so that my patients with gynecologic cancers can have the most precise care with the least invasive technologies.
As a patient, I fight like a duck to beat prostate cancer with advanced radiation techniques like SpaceOAR, and WVCI is the only one in the area that offers it.
Fight like a duck with Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
This is the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Finishing up Duck Insider today, continuing to preview a little Oregon baseball season. Earlier it was announced that Ryan Nelson, a preseason All-American on the third team for Baseball America, and he talked with the media last week previewing the start of Oregon baseball season. Ryan Nelson, probably won't get to it all today, but the rest of it's always on GoDucks.com. Ryan Nelson previewing the start of baseball season.
Figuring you're probably going to be a starter this year?
That's what I've been working for. Nothing's set yet. Kind of still battling through the fall, trying to earn a spot, but that's what I've been working for sure.
How did you prepare yourself through the off season for the increased workload?
This summer I was supposed to try and build up my innings, but I ended up just getting stuck in a closer role this summer. But this fall I've been increasing my innings and throwing more pitches in each outing, so it's been a good progress. Put a lot of good work in.
It's been strange for you in college. I mean, you come in and you're a closer, the next year you're a shortstop, now you're the starter. Just sort of adapt year to year, you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. I've been doing something new every year. It's been keeping things fresh, but I've been pretty good at adapting to it.
Started what you wanted. I mean, that's been the goal, though, I assume, all along to get to that point.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody wants to be in the weekend rotation, so to get a chance and get to work for that, it's definitely a blessing, for sure.
Coach mentioned that not many wholesale changes in terms of what they took out of the exit interviews with the departing seniors, but also just kind of looking at some small things, ticks here and there to kind of change up the off season from past seasons. Did you see anything in terms of different workouts, different maybe aspects or wrinkles at practice from last off season to this one?
We kind of changed up how we went about practicing this year. We were with the coaches more at the start of the year, I think, and then we came back and it's been more player practices and stuff, but they've done a really good job of like coordinating all of it and getting us all our, like, we've done a lot more work than we did last year and previous year, I think. So
just paid off a little better.
Yeah, I mean, the team's gelling more than they have. We're getting to know each other better.
They're going to know each other better, and you can hear the rest of that interview on GoDucks.com and also via the Pepsi GoDucks Game Day app. Great way to follow along with the Ducks. Can't get here soon enough. February 15th, a Friday, Ducks at Texas Tech. Baseball season right around the corner. Tomorrow, talking basketball with Kelly Graves here on Duck Insider. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I am a Senior Corps RSVP volunteer.
I build homes and young minds. I build parks and playgrounds.
And support our nation's veterans.
I build gardens and help families with their finances.
I build healthy futures.
And organize disaster relief.
I'm a builder and I lead by experience. How about you?
Join Senior Corps RSVP.
Lead by experience.
At seniorcorps.gov.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Hi, I'm Lenny the Lifeguard. I only have a few seconds during this timeout to give you a few tips on ways to reduce stormwater pollution. Number one, fix any leaks your vehicle may be dripping on roadways. Number two, pick up after your pets. If they, go while walking, these items can get washed down the storm drain when it rains and end up polluting our lakes and streams. Please remember to hop to it. Protect our water, because clean water is everyone's responsibility.
This message brought to you by stormwater mascot Lenny the Lifeguard.
Hi, I'm Chad Greenway. After retiring from the NFL, I've embraced my new role coaching my kids. Coaches may have the biggest impact on a young person's life. Unfortunately, youth sports are littered with coaches that are focused on the wrong things. That's why it's so important that parents can trust who's coaching their kids. Can you trust your child's youth coach? Our Youth Basketball Association made the decision to utilize trusted coaches to train, screen, and educate all of our basketball coaches. Go to trustedcoaches.org to learn more. I'm a trusted coach. Are you?
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. With a special thanks to University of Oregon Athletics Director Rob Mullins. Duck Insider is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.